All right, Alexander, let's do an update on Milei and Argentina. It looks like Milei needs a bailout, and it looks like the United States is prepared to give him a bailout. He's already got money coming in from the IMF, so any money that is given to him by the United States is going to be tacked on to the money that has been given or that will be given to Argentina. So what happened to Milei?
Indeed. Well, can I say, first of all, that the amounts of money that the US is giving are not insubstantial. We're talking about $20 billion, apparently, which is equal to the current reserves of the Argentine Central Bank. And this is surprising in some ways, because as you absolutely rightly said, it is not as if Argentina, since Milei became president, has not been getting assistance from the IMF and from other financial institutions. Now, I'm going to say this. I have never been convinced by Milei from the moment that he became president. Before he became president, I thought that he might be saying and doing some things that could perhaps be different. But the moment he became president, it became immediately clear that he was very closely aligned with an earlier Argentine president, President Macri. Apparently, the finance minister in Milei's government is the same finance minister that President Macri had. Macri is a billionaire and is very much part of the business elite of Argentina. Macri's period as president was not, I think, especially successful. And despite all of that, the policies that Milei has followed have been very similar to those which Macri followed, and which before Macri were followed long ago, not so long ago actually, by an earlier Argentine president, President Carlos Menem, who, by the way, was a president who came from the Peronist Party, and whose appearance, general appearance, you know, side whiskers and all of that, Milei seems to want to copy. So the idea is basically borrow money, lots of money on the international markets, use that money to try to stabilize the peso at a particular exchange rate to the dollar. Use that to bring down inflation in Argentina, because that way you hope that people will start to use pesos more, and they will also be able to buy things cheaper using their pesos. So inflation will that way begin to come down, which for a time works. But the cost that comes from this is that the peso very quickly becomes overvalued, because it is not able to adjust to market movements. The export industries in Argentina become uncompetitive. Imports start to flood the country. That creates deficits and structural problems. And eventually, of course, the peso crashes. When it crashes, that leads to a chain of bankruptcies across the economy, because one other effect of having peso at a certain level is that people are encouraged to take out dollar loans, which they can't then repay because they're using the overvalued pesos. They exchange the pesos into dollars to pay off those loans. So there's usually a financial crash, and then inflation again begins to take off. So it seems to me that we're seeing this whole thing play out all over again. We saw that with Menem. We saw that to a lesser extent, admittedly, with Macri. We are now seeing it play out in exactly the same way with Milei. Argentina has deep-rooted structural problems. Simply closing down a couple of ministries, sacking a lot of civil servants. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, by the way. And fixing the exchange rate is not going to be anywhere near enough to solve.
Yeah, walking around with a chainsaw.
Exactly.
It's a good gimmick, but yeah.
It's a good gimmick. You need a proper plan with, you know, strong technocrats, which a plan that needs at least 10, 20 years. And if you do that, over time and before those 20 years are up, you will start to see not just growth return to the economy. Argentina has managed periods of rapid growth. I mean, it did so under the Kirchners for a time. People were achieving, Argentina at that time was achieving 8% annual growth. We were getting an 8% growth under Milei. But growth that sucks in imports and increases the substructural imbalances of the economy and increases the debt load. And that is another major structural problem now, because debt loads is constantly rising in Argentina, which is one of the reasons why the country defaults repeatedly. That kind of growth ultimately isn't the sort of growth Argentina needs. If it gets 3 or 4% growth, but it's really steady organic growth based not on quick fixes, but on a genuine effort to restructure and modernize the economy, well, that might change the situation dramatically. But that needs a very strong government. It needs people who know what they're doing. It needs good technocrats. It needs strong relations with stable trade partners. It needs, in other words, an approach very different from the one that you see in Argentina and from the one that President Milei has been taking.
So the United States is now on the hook to take care of Argentina? Is that what we're seeing? Because there's this MAGA alliance?
Yes.
I mean, is that one of the main drivers for the United States now to say, okay, now we've got to pour whatever money we can into Argentina? Argentina was going to be part of BRICS.
Yeah.
But now it seems like it's now under the United States it's the United States' responsibility. I don't have another way to say it. It would have been a problem. Stabilizing Argentina would have been a problem that maybe BRICS would have tried to solve, but now the United States has to try and help it.
I'm going to say it straightforwardly. I think MAGA has massively overinvested in the personality of Milei. I mean, Milei has, you know, presented himself as this libertarian revolutionary who was going to transform Argentina. And he talks a lot of the things that I think some people in MAGA, especially the sort of more business side of MAGA, people like, well, Elon Musk at one time, like to hear, you know, take the chainsaw to government, cut down government, cut taxes, all of those things. This is all going to, by itself, create growth by some means of spontaneous combustion. The trouble is, I remember Argentina going through the identical period before. When Carlos Menem was president of Argentina, he got on incredibly well with all sorts of people in the United States, very similar people. And again, the Americans were very entranced by Menem and were supporting Menem in all kinds of ways. And of course, ultimately, that all led to the kind of financial crash that we're seeing play out in Argentina today. Well, actually, it was much worse in Menem's time, because this thing in Argentina has come nowhere closer, in my opinion, to its end point. But anyway, I think, misunderstand the realities of Argentina's problems. And they think that they are capable of much more straightforward and easy solutions than they really do. As I say, Argentina is not a problem that can be sorted out in a year or two. It needs 10, 20 years to sort out with a very, very different government from the one that Milei is providing. Oh, by the way, and I want to say this. I mean, I'm not an expert on Argentinian domestic politics, but what I have seen of the Argentine opposition doesn't vastly impress me either. I think one of the problems Argentina has is that it doesn't have a very strong and very stable political system, which is throwing up people with the kind of competences that Argentina needs in order to stabilize the situation. I think if I was MAGA, or if I was advising the people in MAGA, I would tell them stay well away. You're just throwing good money after bad.
All right. We will end the video there, theduran.locals.com. We are on X and Rumble and Telegram, and go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch like what we are wearing in this video update. There's a link in the description box down below. Take care.